All right. Well, friends, it's the next day, and we have some Baja Flash. The Baja Flash is yellow. It's got a palm tree with coconuts and I guess some sort of sea dragon or eel type creature, and it's got one of those flower laid necklaces, and it's like opening its mouth like it's hissing, and then there are some red heart sunglasses on its face, of course. On the opposite side of the logo, we have, I think it's a crab wearing goggles. It's some sort of red creature. And there are some sea, like, kelpie plant type things. And also a pineapple. It says, Baja Flash TM. Dew registered with a blast of natural and artificial pineapple coconut flavor. So let's have a taste. Again, I'm thinking that it's going to be pretty light on carbonation. All right. It's very soft. It's a soothing flavor. Tranquil, almost. I mean, I'm not normally a coconut fan, but here it's working. I didn't know that this was coconut until I read you the label just now. I just got it because it was in a pair. But Okay. Well, I don't want to take too many sips before we glance. Now, I know that yesterday we did a whole big spiel where we came up with some categories. I think that in the future, we might have other categories. Naturally, in the case specifically of this soda, because it's emotionally paired with the other soda, I feel like we have to have it. And for maximum fairness purposes, that Subway sandwich that I mentioned I'd have half of yesterday, I had the other half today. So we've had half a Subway sandwich and then a Mountain Dew both times in a row. And then we're gonna use the same points categories, same possible points, for a maximum of 600. Let's see. Yeah. And again, the Baja element. It appears to, apparently Baja isn't a flavor; it's just mild carbonation aftertaste. That's what Baja seems to mean. I mean, I've heard of Baja the place. I wasn't aware that it was a flavor. Should I look it up? That feels like it doesn't feel like it's gonna happen. Yeah, this is one of the most peaceful sodas that I've ever had. Usually a soda's a little bit energetic. It's got a sugary flavor, it's got carbonation, it gets you maybe excited to do something. You know, I want to say play. I was about to say play a video game. I was trying to think of anything I could say before play a video game so that it wasn't just soda and video games, you know? But let's be real. Let's play a video game. Maybe you'd have a soda with some sort of other junk food, such as pizza, such as a burger. I still haven't had a cheeseburger, friends. The place is closed. The place that I went to, they're closed for remodeling, so they won't be done this week. Next week, next Tuesday, I'll be able... I don't know if I'll do it exactly on next Tuesday, but I will be able to go to the burger joint, and you know, maybe we'll have an episode about that. Like I did yesterday's sodas episode, because I had been hoping to have the cheeseburger and do a pod about that. And then there was that. I still can't. They remodeled winter of last year. Winter of this year, maybe. I don't know why they're doing all these remodelings so close to each other. It just... All right. We'll get back to this. We'll get back to this dream. This Baja Flash. That's right. That's just so good. Now, first category on the list, milkiness. Is this a very milky Mountain Dew? Now, yesterday we gave it a 1. And I'll tell you, friends, I think this Mountain Dew deserves more than a 1, actually. I think that we may have to... So I would say that the elements of what is milky... Milky is a heavy kind of flavor. An oily... fatty kind of flavor, and it sticks with you. Like you drink a thing of milk, and then there's milk in your mouth for a long time after. Like it's a sort of slimy, well, maybe not slimy, it's like enduring. Yeah, it's an enduring flavor that, yeah. So does this have the milky nature? Certainly more than yesterday's soda did. I think there might be... It feels like... I mean, I'm not going to go too high. But I think that there is probably a drink between this Baja Flash and the other Baja... that could exist as a middle point. So accounting for the fact that there has to be at least one middle possibility, I think the Baja Flash gets a 3. So we're gonna just put down a 3 for milkiness. Now, drinkiness, this is a much easier. Let's take a big drink, just to be sure, because sometimes the little sips and the big drinks are not the same. Yeah. Yeah, full points. Full point for drinkiness. We're gonna give it a 70. Now, made me cry. I think... I mean, it's good. It's not like tears of joy good. We gotta go... No, we gotta... I'm afraid we have to go to 0 on this one. Graphics. This is an incredibly pleasant yellow. Sometimes there's like sort of bright, almost offensive yellows. But this is a soft sort of... banana yellow, maybe a slightly underripe banana, just a hair towards green, you know. But you could look at this thing all day. So certainly 50 points on graphics. Now the sound. We heard a little tiny hiss as we first opened the bottle, and let me have. There's no active fizzing or anything like you'd get from probably a root beer. But I mean it's got okay. So you know, we'll give it a 25. You know, they could have done better, but they didn't do worse. Gameplay. Let's see. You know, I don't know that this. This was part of a bonus soda, you could call it. But otherwise, I don't know that we can give it many points in the gameplay area. I just sat down. I just pulled it out of the backpack and sat down. You could say it was sort of like a daily loot box situation. Like I'd totally forgotten that this was in my backpack, and I just got to work. I was sorting things out, and then boom, there was a soda. I said, "Awesome!" So in the sense that it's kind of a login bonus. Maybe a few extra points there. So we could go 27. But really, totally, pretty normal. But the creativity. Baja Flash. Pineapple and coconut. Sea dragon with heart sunglasses. And then some sort of creature, which I can't tell exactly what it is, but it's wearing goggles. Maybe it's a lobster. It's got some little arms or tentacles coming down from its face. Like maybe a lobster or a crab would. Or some sort of mollusk. The creativity, it's good. It's not perfect, but it's certainly good. We can say 61, because, you know, again, I'm a big fan of this sea dragon with the heart eyes sunglasses. That's just amazing. Who would put that on their soda bottle? Anyone that wants to be cool. And who thought of that? Someone suitably creative. Let's see, value. Well, this was part of a two-pack, and yesterday we decided that the value was good, and today I effectively got it for free because I'd forgotten about it. So that's got to pump the value even more, right? So we can go with an eight on the value. The Gesamtkunstwerk. Let me just have another little quick taste of this. Yeah. This is better than just a pineapple or just a coconut soda could be. Putting them together has indeed provided a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. And it's just excellent. No, I don't think that this is as perfectly synergized as components could be, but it is very good. So we'll call this an 89. Seems correct. Now, is it a ghost? Well, it's certainly pale. If you had, like if you were filming Ghostbusters and you had Slimer and he's sort of that green color, you know, and then you needed a second ghost and you made that ghost the color of Baja Flash and it's like, oh, Slimer's cousin is here this episode or whatever. Like, it's a cartoon series for children, so you have a cousin and you can tell them apart because one of them's yellow. Well, yellow-green. So I think we're doing well there. Now, does it have a ghostly element to it? Maybe when you consume it? I don't think so. But I wouldn't say it's unghostly. I would say the consumption does not affect the ghostitude of it. So we'll give it 13 points for is it a ghost? And let's see. If we add up those, we get a 346 total, which is unfortunately much less than we had before, but it's still an entirely respectable score. 346, I mean, that's above 300, so we're doing okay. That's all the time we have today. Shoutouts. Do I have any shoutouts? Let's see. I mean, presuming that all of you are AOLP people in general, my shout-out today is a podcast called A More Civilized Age, it's a podcast about the Star Wars prequels and Star Wars prequels era, and then specifically the Star Wars The Clone Wars series is the bulk of the podcast, but they start by covering the prequel movies and the Clone Wars movie. It's really good. All the episodes are really big honking episodes, which I like. Like an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours sometimes. These are hefty episodes. They really get into it. They let those tangents just go off wherever they're going to go. They don't ever say, you know, we don't have time for that, except when they... some of the things. But they rarely just artificially stay exactly regimented on a topic. They sort of just let the discussion carry where it needs to carry. And I think that's a good way to talk about Star Wars. It has the vibe of just, you know, sitting at a D&D table and talking with your friends about Star Wars for hours and hours at a time. It has that sort of energy. It's a pleasant, familiar type of energy. And so that's my shout out for the day. It looks like we have in fact kept it to a tight 20 minutes. Everybody go listen to the Pizza Cast, where you can hear Pizza and Dan Kay playing Sanguine Adventures. I think my understanding is that it's like an RPG Maker game that they're playing. It's a little hard to know for sure without looking at the graphics, because RPG Maker has that sort of very clearly RPG Maker look to it, you know? But based on the screenshots and based on the audio, it feels like an RPG Maker game of some sort, or a similar RPG-ish thing. Okay, this time I'm gonna hit stop recording for sure.